Caller, wait. Hello? You called in before.
Start again. Yeah.
Actually, if I recall, you said you were going to call in again.
I did not say I was going to call in again.
Oh, somebody did.
I'm not sure who it was. It might have been Sheep, or the guy who was kind of afraid, I guess, or didn't have any topics to come in with.
Okay. But what are you calling for?
Well, you said any topics open, so I wanted to talk about, ancient things like Aria the Animation. It's not really ancient anymore, though.
Okay.
Maybe 15 years, maybe Azumanga Daioh or Sayonara Zetsubou Sensei. Stuff like that.
What about it?
Aria Company specifically is possibly the greatest slice of life show in existence.
All right. Here's my hot take. I disagree. I never got through season two. It was, even by my standards, it was a little too slow for me. I felt like the show kind of tread the same ground over and over again. It kept kind of like, it felt like I was watching the same episode over and over again. I didn't feel like it was doing, like season one was great, but then like 20 episodes into season two and I just felt, it felt stagnant. Now obviously the setting is great and the soundtrack is a fucking masterpiece, like no question there. For one thing, I can't stand the humor of the show. I hate the humor of the show. I think the Hazukashi Serifu Kinshi thing is fucking annoying. The cats are stupid. It's just, I don't know. I have never laughed at a single goddamn joke in Aria. I hate the humor. But the vibe is comfy. I'll give it that. But, like, I just think there are other Iyashike shows that have more going on than Aria does. I can just go listen to the soundtrack if I want to. Like, Sora no Woto is way more interesting. There's more happening in the background.